Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. We are going to jump right into it
this
week, and with an often quoted and recited scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Everybody knows that scripture. Athletes say it.
Yeah.
Everyone says it. And we're using that scripture for a message that you want to talk about that has to do with potential.
Yes, absolutely.
And, well, I mean, all things, if we can do all things, I'm sure that God has given us unlimited potential beyond what we can understand. I mean,
yes.
He says he'll bless us beyond whatever we could ask or imagine. So I also think that we'd probably have potential beyond whatever we could ask for or imagine.
Yeah.
Now,
absolutely.
Where would you start with potential? Like in,
You know, I've been doing some messages on the seed, and it, you know, when you look at the seed, I actually had a demonstration to use a seed, and if you look at it, a seed has the potential to become a forest.
Right.
And in the seed is everything it's needed to become what it was created to become. So I feel like in this time, I feel this dire need to prepare people for the next season. And so all the preachings, if you will, that I put together, all the messages that I have been preaching to the people, to you all, I feel that it is all in alignment to prepare the people for the next season. I think that's so key. And so I think with that goes a potential that lies within all of us is so key and so crucial. And I feel that we are not accountable many times to the actual potential that lies within us. I don't think that we're people that really study or seek or even fulfill our God-given potential like we should. I think that a lot of that becomes very dormant, stagnant. I think just like a seed, I can place a seed on the table and it not really become a forest.
Right.
It will only become a forest until I bury it, water it, take care of it, protect it. And so I think a lot of times we don't nurture or even protect our potential. Or sometimes we're not even aware of the potential that lies within us. And so I think that many people would look very differently if we were to study our lives, if our life would look differently if we knew what potential lied within us.
Yeah.
So if you know what kind of potential you carry, I guarantee you, our lives would be different.
Yeah.
Our walk would be different. And so a lot of times people get discouraged or they're frustrated in their walk because they don't understand the realms that they can go into.
Yeah.
And so that's where really frustration comes from, because you know there's more to your life. You know that you can conquer more. You know that you can make more money. You know that there's more to you, more to your ministry, more to your potential, or more to your life. And sometimes we don't know how to tap into that.
Yeah.
And so I think once you talk about potential, it's so key to understand what to do with it, how to invest in it, and then really know how to nurture it, cultivate it just like you would a seed. And so when potential's really, it really isn't powerful until it becomes something that is tangible and something that manifests. In other words, if I say to you, you have so much potential, you have incredible amount of potential. Well, that's great and dandy, but until it's tangible and until it manifests, it does me no good.
Right.
So I have to understand that potential, when it's in its invisible form, it doesn't do anybody any good until it materializes, until it physicalizes. And so I think that there are so many people that are aware that they have potential, yet a lot of people aren't really provoked to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walk around life going, I am so full of potential. I have so much potential. I've got seeds of potential. And then we don't know what to do. We don't know how to cultivate it. We don't know how to care for it. We don't know how to, you know, go to the next step or the next level, or to prepare myself for that matter, so that this potential can actually come out. So what we do is we start to neglect our potential. God says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And so if God has put certain things inside of me, you have certain types of seeds that are in you,
yes,
a potential that's in you that perhaps I'm not able to do. There's things in your life that you only you can do. that I can do. There's things that only I can do that I've been built to do. Those of you listening to me, watching me, we all have God-given potential, gifts that God has put inside of us. And so I think when we neglect potential, we lose sight of how to care for it, how to cultivate it, so it never comes out. Mm-hmm. And so what we've got to do is we've got to make sure, because if you look at your life, we should be getting stronger. Right. We should be getting more refined. We should be making more money. We should be going higher. We shouldn't be going
backwards.
Exactly.
Regressing.
Or towards stagnation. And many people have potential, but their potential's arrested. It's almost like they can't go past. And so that's why they feel very frustrated. That's the reason. There are people that are listening to me right now. You've been frustrated and you crave more. And when it comes to, you know, what you maybe have seen or maybe somebody spoke something into your life and you know, but I think if you understand the potential that's in you, you would manage it better. And then you wouldn't be mad at those that are progressing. And you wouldn't be mad because everybody else is progressing except you. But rather acknowledging, I have potential. Now, how am I going to cultivate it? How am I going to take care of it?
Ever since you started talking about it, I just can't get it. I feel it like right in my chest.
Yes.
It's usually what I feel when God is speaking to me.
Yes.
But I feel that not only are people don't realize it, but I feel that some people are afraid of their own potential because they might have like a negative self-view. So it's like,
true.
I don't see myself becoming great, or I don't even want to understand what God has in store for me because I think so little of myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But because I've seen that in my own life and I've seen that in others, and it's like, you know, it's kind of scary when you find out like, wow, that's what God has for me. Like, because it's way bigger than we would ever plan it.
Yes.
So I don't know. I'm sure that's for somebody.
True. And you know, it's so, because when you understand potential, your life shifts. Mm-hmm. You don't do things the same. You read more.
Right.
You study more. You prepare yourself. You don't, you know, you live your life through a grading system that's a lot higher.
Right.
And so because I know that I have potential. And so I need the pressure. Pressure's good. Because I know that this potential is waiting to come out. And so I shift my life to such an extent that the way I do things, I study better. I shift my life. Now I read more. I prepare more. Whatever it is that your potential is in. And so once you understand it and you embrace it and you understand that you are full of potential, you're no longer walking around frustrated, but you start to do things.
On purpose.
On purpose. And so a lot of people think that it's going to come by osmosis because, oh, let me just pray. No, listen, it's going to require you to do something. Yeah. It's going to require you to, you know, do something other than just sit around and hoping that the seed's going to sprout.
Yeah.
And so you're right in saying this, that a lot of people don't recognize the potential inside of them. So they live below.
Right.
And they don't quite understand. And they'll say, and maybe shout an amen, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
Well, really, then why aren't you reaching for that? Why are we still stuck? Why aren't we pushing and stretching the limit? Because God says, I can do all things through Christ. And so I want you to just think about these words for just a moment, because a lot of people do feel inadequate. Yeah. So if you were to just think about these words, and I'm gonna say these words, okay? Look at these words. Inadequacy. Insufficiency. Intimidation, inferiority, insecurity. And they all have one thing in common.
That you're in them.
Exactly. And so it reveals something about your heart. And when you understand that God did not call you to live in them. Now check it out. God put potential inside of you. Mm-hmm. But when you are in intimidation, you live inferior. You feel inadequate. You feel insecure. You don't recognize that in me is full of potential. So think about Peter. Peter's a really good example. Because when Jesus laid his eyes on Peter, he knew he was Peter, not Simon. Simon was for Simon, and then he became Peter. And it was in Simon's journey that allowed him to be graduated to this man called Peter. In other words, God named him in his future. He was full of potential. And so if you look at Jacob is another example. He was full of potential. And so he worshiped and he wrestled. And then he was called Israel. And so within all of us lies potential.
Yeah.
But because we're so consumed by intimidation,
yeah,
insecurity, inferiority, we feel inadequate. We feel that we don't have what it takes. That's the lie from the pit of hell.
You know, it gives me this visual, like, because you're saying, like, you're inferior or insecure. It's like, I think, like, I imagine, like, insecurity being like a box.
Yes.
And then you are a seed and you have all this potential in you. But if I put the seed inside that box,
right,
I can't cultivate that seed.
That's right.
But once you're removed from your insecurity.
Yes.
And then you're planted and then you cultivate it, you yes. can grow. But that's the
very good. That's a good illustration, because potential really is a seed. And potential is a tomato has the potential. And that's how God is. Mm-hmm. God never makes something halfway or inadequate. When God makes something, a tomato has the potential to become 20 tomatoes.
Right.
Everybody listening to me, everybody watching me, all of us have the potential to become extraordinary people, overcomers, more than conquerors, to reach those places that we've dreamt about. Some of you have had dreams about it. Some of you have prophetic words that have been released over your life. What is stopping you from opening up that business? If God spoke it over your life, then that means that you have the potential to do it. Yeah. And so God always looked at somebody from a place of future. He never looks at us from the place of our current situation.
Yeah.
And so when he looked at Simon, he didn't see Simon. He saw Peter. Think about Saul. Saul was a murderer. He was a political man, but he was a murderer who had an encounter with God, but he was willing to learn. And he was willing to understand that there was potential inside of him. He took all of Asia Minor in about 3.5 years. Yet he was a man full of potential. So Peter was, if you think about it, Peter was always Simon. Uh-huh. You know, Paul was always Saul. You know, God changed Saul's name. Israel was always in Jacob. Mm-hmm. It's like that seed that you're talking about, that overcomer, that more than a conqueror, it's in you. Whatever your future and whatever your future holds, it's already inside of you. It's not going to fall from the sky.
Yeah.
Peter was already inside of Simon. And when God changes his name, it's because God saw the potential that was inside of that man. Mm-hmm. When God saw, you know, even Israel, named him Israel, became a nation. Jacob, when you looked at Jacob, the trickster, the traitor, the one that lived his life, you know, betraying,
yeah,
lying. But see, if you look at his life, Israel was always inside of him. There is something that lies that inside of us. And so these were men who were driven by the Spirit of God to manifest what God placed within them. They had to be driven by the Spirit of God. And so where you see insecurities, where you see inferiorities, why did those things come? Because of what people said, labels people put on you,
yeah,
because of what you've lived. And so we've become limited by our own circumstances. We limit our lives by what other people say.
Yeah.
Every time I sit in a counseling session, I always tell people, every time I'm counseling somebody, delivering somebody, I always look at them in the face and I look at them in the eyes and I say this with the fear of God and with a holy indignation. I say, don't ever limit your life by one person, by what one person said to you. We cannot give away our power.
No.
God has given us all the potential. He put it inside of our DNA. So if a father said you can't, if a mother spoke a word, if a pastor, a leader, they will never make it. They cannot accomplish. Listen, those are words and they have power.
They do.
Because death and life are in the power of your tongue. But the power of those words will only be as powerful as you allow them to be. Mm-hmm. Because I have the power in my tongue to either cancel, because it doesn't even line up to what God said to me. And so all those inferiorities, insecurities, inconsistencies, the problem is within. So when people don't deal with what's within, they will judge everybody else. They will judge or they will judge other things. They will judge the exterior. Why haven't I been able to? Or they compare themselves to, yeah, other people. And so the problem is what's within us. And I think that's something that we've got to really, really deal with. Saul, look at Saul. And I end with this. Saul had a vicious jealousy towards David. You look at Saul's life. And he used to love David. He was loving towards David.
Right.
But he just became so, I mean, it was a sick jealousy that Saul had. And there was a song that was sung when they came back from battle. You know, Saul killed 1,000, which was pretty good.
I'd be pretty happy with that.
I'd be happy with 1,000. And David killed 10,000. But the song was not the problem. But the anthem was not the problem. The song was not the problem. It's how the anthem made Saul feel about himself.
What was on the inside.
That's right. How did Saul feel hearing that song? Think about it. David killed 10,000. I just killed 1,000. He had an inferiority complex. So he didn't have to choose to become intimidated by David's accomplishments. He should have been proud of David. He should have said, hey, he was once somebody that I led. Yeah. I'm proud of you, David. But rather, because of the inferiority complex that he had, the anthem just awakened something that he felt about himself. And so we're the ones that choose to be offended, you know? Let me ask this question, and here I end. What are you doing with your potential? Do you realize what's in you? Are you living with awareness of what's inside of you? Is what's in you looking for an outlet? You know, I'm one of those dreamers, and everything that God puts in me, it's always looking for a way out. If a dream that God put in me, I think about how do I make that and how do I birth that? Listen, we will never see 2018 again, only by video and pictures. Mm-hmm. Never see it again. God is giving us opportunity right now, because you're never going to see this year again in a few more weeks. Mm-hmm. Your potential is crying out to God. You're a vessel, and what's in you has to come out. We are not called to be empty vessels. We're vessels. And so you can't be ignorant about what's trying to sabotage your potential. You can't be ignorant about what's trying to kill your potential. Sometimes we're our worst enemies.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So we got to ask ourselves that question, you know, because we are a people that God put everything in. Now think about that. God put everything in you that you need to succeed. This year is almost gone. You will never see it again. What are you doing with that potential? And what will you do with it? That's the question that lies.
Absolutely. And right before we started the podcast, you told me that a prophet will always come to confirm what you already know.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're listening or you're watching, there's probably things and dreams on the inside of you that you feel, and you've maybe you don't feel them anymore because you shut them down.
Yeah.
But you felt like, oh, maybe I should be doing this. Like, this podcast was an idea that we had years ago, actually. Yeah. And I was like, it was, and I remember I would talk with people about it, and then, well, now it's finally here.
Yeah.
And like, people would say like, oh, well, maybe later. But like, on the inside, I knew like, this is going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's just one small example, but there's plenty of things. So like, you might, well, I don't know how I'm going to start a business, but I feel it on the inside. Yeah. It's like, that's not there by accident.
You know, God will give you the creative. Mm-hmm. Everything that we need to succeed is inside of us.
Yeah.
We have limited ourselves. We have no, you can't blame the devil.
Right.
You cannot blame people. Do not blame your past. Quit blaming your past.
Don't get mad or bitter about it either.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Quit blaming people. They are not the reason for your limitations. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they can actually be stepping stones towards greatness.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to pray for people right now. And I just want to break every spirit of inferiority, every spirit of intimidation, every spirit that has come to your life, made you feel inferior, insecure, and you're living in that atmosphere and that realm. And that potential is not able to come out, sprout, germinate because of that.
It's like locked away.
Locked away. So we're going to pray for people. And I pray in the name of Jesus that every person listening to me, watching me, that right now, all insecurity begin to break. That something that I said in this podcast begin to resonate. And And right now I declare that words that were even spoken over you start to fall. Stigmas that perhaps latched onto you because of the past, that they begin to just fall off of you in the name of Jesus. And I just declare that that word that we gave in Philippians 4, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength, that will become so alive inside of you that you don't have to be limited. I declare right now, you're not limited by anybody's words. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you are free, shackles fall off of you, deliverance comes upon your life. I declare you are mentally delivered, yeah, emotionally delivered, and that you plant yourself and that you root yourself to such an extent that your potential begin to come out. That 2019 will be the year, not just talk about it, not just make some resolutions, but 2019 will be the year that you will step out into the greatest potential that you have ever stepped into. You are going to step in. I prophesy that over people right now. 2019 will be the year where businesses will begin to grow. And I pray that everything that you do will begin to shift, all because your potential is now being made aware inside of your mind. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you are coming out of yourself and that you are stepping into the fullness of that potential, and that everything in your life begins to change, shift, transform. You'll read more. You'll pray more. You'll ground yourself more. You'll study better. You'll change even your habits, all because you are seeing the potential that lies within you. I pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. What a podcast. Amen. That was
Yes.
I'm sure listening here, like right now, I felt the presence of God, strong. So I'm sure that if you're watching or listening, you're definitely, God's going to visit you. He's going to meet you right where you're at. And we thank you guys so much for listening. Like always, the Patty Valenzuela podcast at gmail.com. Send us in your questions. We're still reading them. Your guys' reviews, we are absolutely reading those. Thank you so much if you've left a review. And then you can go to pattyvalenzuela.com/sermons if you want to listen to any of the messages. Yes. The last couple of weeks, there's two sermons up there right now.
It's really good on seeds.
On seeds.
Yeah.
There's one and two. And we definitely want you guys to check those out. And we will see you, or you will hear from us next week. Take care.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.